Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
Man, I'm like, I've never heard of
this. You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's 6 p.m. on the East Coast. Welcome to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. On the web, it's ronkellyshow.com. Great to have you guys here, back in better than ever. And on Tuesday, Tuesday after the being reported is the worst mass shooting in American history. 59 people killed by this Stephen Paddock, a 64-year-old resident of Mesquite, Nevada. You know, I have to start this. I have to start the broadcast over again for the. For the Periscope because I didn't put a title in. But anyway, glad to have you people here. Thanks so much for joining me. This afternoon is the Ron Kelly Show. Once again, it's on blogtalkradio.com. And on the web, it's theronkellyshow.com. You can follow me on Twitter. It's R. Kelly Radio. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's R. Kelly Radio on Twitter. And on Facebook, it's the Ron Kelly Show. On Instagram, it's the Real R. Kelly One. Matter of fact, yeah, Instagram is Real R. Kelly One. Great to have you guys here this afternoon. A little discombobulated. Man, you know, where does it end? Ladies and gentlemen, where does it end with this? You know, here we have another mass killing by this psychopath, Stephen Paddock, who for all intents and purposes seemed like just a normal person. As far as what people have been saying about him, they interviewed his brother and a few other folks, and people are saying, oh, he was a great guy. Oh, he was, you know, oh, he was this and he was that, you know. And it's hard for me to believe that nobody knew, you know, because this is what you hear people say more often than not in these instances, that they didn't know anything, nobody knew. Nobody knew. Nobody knew anything. Yeah. And this is what you hear so much. That nobody, you know, they interviewed. Okay, thanks, everybody. Welcome back to the Ron Kelly Show. We are on Periscope Live. If you are a Periscoper, you can, you know, hit your app and you can find me. You can open your app and you can find me on Periscope. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, it's theronkellyshow.com. Just a little reset. Follow me on Twitter at R. Kelly Radio. And on Facebook, it's the Ron Kelly Show. Instagram, Real R. Kelly One. All right, great to have you guys here, back and better than ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Just about 4 minutes past the hour. Of 6 p.m. That's our time, 6 p.m. on the East Coast. It's the Ron Kelly Show, 3 p.m. on the West, and every place in between. All right, great to have you guys here. All right, so we're talking today about this you know, here's what happens, everyone. When they say worst, you know, I hate when they, you know, I don't like to use the term worse, because worse means that it has happened before. And, God, why do people always call me when I'm on the radio? Okay, so worse means that there's been similar acts of depravity prior to this. Now, our hearts, thoughts, and prayers go out to the victims of this horrific crime. By the way, there are several GoFundMe pages that on the web where you can go and contribute some money to the victims of this unspeakable tragedy. And as I said earlier, this has happened many times before, some on a smaller scale, like somebody got fired and they went in and killed a couple people. And some on a much larger scale, like the mass shooting in Orlando last year. And the first thing that goes through people's minds is why? Like, why did this happen? You know, and you know, I've already seen the politicization of this. People are saying that, oh, he was a Trump supporter. Oh, he was someone from the left, a leftist who's trying to start a world war. This psychopath Jones, I won't say his whole name, is psycho Jones, who is saying that this is the first salvo in a war that's being created by the left. I mean, just the most psychopathic nonsense. You know, this isn't the time to be politicizing this, you know, left, right, backwards, forwards, whatever the case may be, Republican, Democrat. This isn't the time to be politicizing this. This is an unspeakable tragedy. You know, 59 people who are minding their own business at a country western concert, an outdoor concert, and to have this happen, you know, by this psycho. I mean, you can't even describe this person. More and more is coming out about this as they go along. There's more stuff coming out about this psycho. And this is someone who, you know, for all intents and purposes, didn't even have so much as a traffic ticket in regards to having a criminal record, you know. So now what's going to happen is we're going to hear the gun control lobbyists and all the people who are purporting gun control is the answer. They're going to be coming out Second Amendment against Second Amendment 4. It's going to be NRA again. You know, NRA hasn't commented on this, by the way. But this is what's going to happen now. It's a shame that these things are politicized, when the fact of the matter is that 59 people were killed, over 500 were wounded. Now, 530 others were wounded. Now, the 530 people were not, they weren't all shot. You know, the 500, some of those people, the 530, were hurt by, you know, other people, you know, trampling that type of thing. But this guy who was suspected of gunning down 59 people in the Mandalay Bay, now, it's coming out that he had cameras set up inside and outside of his hotel room. You know, the Clark County Sheriff Joseph Lombardo said today that he was looking for somebody to take him into custody. You know, we all know that the guy, you know, consequently killed himself. But you see, this is going to be politicized, and it's going to be, you know, this is what's going to happen with this. Now they're saying that the FBI took all the digital and electronic evidence into custody. Now police say that Stephen Paddock, who is a 64-year-old resident of Mesquite, Nevada, opened fire on a music festival crowd from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino, killing at least 59 and injuring 539. Now, the gunman sent more than 22,000 country music fans attending the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival scrambling for their lives. This is just located just across the street from the Mandalay Bay Hotel, where this coward, Mr. Paddock, fired these shots from the 32nd floor. Now, I'll show you how cowardly this guy is. He didn't even want to see who he was hitting, because you know he can't see who he was hitting from the 32nd floor. So he just fired into the crowd like the coward that he is, or was, thankfully. And some people hid, some ran, some others sprang into action, aiding and injured and helping people to safety. Thank God for the people who were out there who helped, those folks who were injured, some of the heroism. It's always like that here in America, where there's always a level of heroism where people come to other people's aid. Jason Aldean was the headliner of the concert, and the video showed him running off the stage amid the gunfire. So here we go. Was he a Trump supporter? You know, was he from the left? Just psychopath Jones, whose radio personality, whatever he is, who's saying that this was the first salvo that the left, whatever that is, Dobro 9/11. Yeah. So now what we have here is what's going to happen now is that, you know, folks are going to be saying that somebody from the left, some folks are going to be saying he was a Trump supporter. There are people who support gun control are already coming out. Somebody's from Russia. All right. And the folks who come, you know, this is what's going to happen. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Let me start with this. Now, you know, this man had a cache of weapons, you know, that was pretty, it was bigger than, I guess, what would normally, a normal person would have. And, you know, and his family, they interviewed his brother, and his brother is saying that they had no idea that he was like that. Now, his girlfriend, the young lady, his girlfriend is in the Philippines right now. And, you know, as it comes out, yeah, she's in the Philippines, and she is a person of interest, and they contacted her, and she says that she will come back to the United States. And Marilou Danley, 62 years old, the lady who lived with Stephen Paddock at his home in a Mesquite retirement community. Now, police say she was in Asia, right? She was in Asia at the time of the shooting, but she's expected to return to the U.S. this week, where authorities are eager to find out if anything she knew about his plans. Now, they're saying that she is a person of interest, which she should be. And, you know, it just goes on and on and on, like the list of folks, 59 folks who died in this tragedy. Now, this is not the time to politicize it. This is not the time to say, you know, white people are the only ones to create it. White people are the only ones that commit these crimes, which they are, but this isn't the time for that, you know, because there are 59 people lost their lives who weren't expecting to lose their lives at a concert. So you know, and now somebody had to know something about this creep. You know, the brother Eric Paddock, the brother of this clown, says that they're all dumbstruck. We have no idea how or why this happened. As far as we know, Steve was perfectly fine. I mean, really? Really? Nobody knew? The brother says they're all dumbstruck and you know, they had no idea he was like that. And I have a problem believing that. You know what I mean? I have a problem believing that the brother of Eric Paddock and the family of Eric Paddock says they are dumbstruck. And they had no idea how or why this happened. I mean, I find that pretty hard to believe. You know, I find that very hard to believe. And this girlfriend, this Marilou Danley, 62-year-old woman who lived with him, I mean, she lived with him. So what, did he have a secret compartment in the floor or something where she didn't see all these weapons that he had? She knows something. Why was she in the Philippines? And that's what I want to know. Why was she in the Philippines? Why did she go to the Philippines? And the money trail that they're following, this man, Stephen Paddock, was sending thousands of dollars to the Philippines where she was. So someone saying $100,000, somebody on Periscope, shout out to my Periscope people who are partaking of the Ron Kelly Show simulcast, because this show is on blocktalkradio.com. At right now, the Ron Kelly radio show is on blocktalkradio.com. So, yeah, so he's sending thousands of dollars to this girlfriend who's in the Philippines. Now, I want to know when did she get to the Philippines? When did she, you know, and I'm interested to find out what she knew, because if she lived with him, she had to know something. I mean, when you live with someone, I mean, there ain't a whole lot you can hide from somebody who lives with you, you know. I need to take a break and say that this portion of the Ron Kelly Show is brought to you by Media Graphics. Smart posters, smart banners, and video digital displays. You can check them out at mediagraphics.net. That's mediagraphics.net. Somebody keeps calling me on my phone. I just don't get it. and I can't end the broadcast, but somebody keeps calling me on my phone. Oh my God, I hate that. Anyway, it's about 15 minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com. Now, I just can't believe that this lady didn't know anything about this. I can't believe that the brother, you know, who says they're bewildered, they didn't know anything about this. I just really have a problem believing that. Because, you know, this man had 40, 50 some odd weapons, half of them he had in the hotel room at the Mandalay Bay Hotel in Las Vegas, and the rest were at his home in Mesquite, Nevada. And, you know, he had no, and as I said earlier, he had no criminal history except for a minor citation. They're saying that he had a minor citation. Other than that, no criminal history. So I just have a hard time believing that the brother didn't know anything. And I completely don't believe that the girlfriend, the girlfriend who conveniently is in, somebody on Periscope saying if he were an alpha male, she may be in the know. Well, I think that she knew. I think that she knew something. I think that she knew something. You know, I think that she knew that she knows something, and I'm looking forward to her coming back to the States so we can see what she actually knows, because I believe that she knows something. Anyway, you know, when we come back, we're going to talk about Trump, and we're going to talk about Trump, and we're going to talk about, you know, I'm interested, you know, does Trump seem like he was crying? I mean, I just don't see the compassion, it's not that I don't like Trump or anything like that, but when Trump, is it just me, or does Trump not seem to have any compassion for what happened? Because he just don't, you know, well, anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come right back with more of the program in just a few minutes. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, and on the web is ronkellyshow.com. Thanks so much, everybody, for joining me this afternoon. And, you know, unless you were in a coma and just woke up, there was a mass shooting, another mass shooting in these here United States of America by this psychopath, Stephen Paddock, who killed 59 people and wounded more than 500. Now, it's and I think it's notable to recognize that he didn't shoot 500, though there are not gunshot wounds to 500 people who were wounded. Many of them were trampled. There were some gunshot wounds, and there were some people who were injured when everybody tried to break out of there. And some people got stepped on and got broken bones and some injuries by that way as well. But yes, another mass shooting in this great United States of America, another mass shooting. And, you know, and what's going to happen now is that this event will be politicized like many of them are. And they'll be talking about whether Hillary Clinton stuck her foot in the mouth and once again and said something that she did was highly improper about this. And so let the games begin. Now let the blames begin. Because the NRA, and they're already reaching out to the NRA. From what I understand, the NRA hasn't made a comment yet, so we're waiting for that. And, you know, and people are already trying to politicize. Someone is saying it's someone from the left. There's someone else who's saying it's somebody from the right. And, you know, it just goes on and on and on. You know, in spite of the monumental, you know, tragedy that took place here in Las Vegas. And, you know, so I guess we'll take it. So the shooting in Las Vegas, you know, took us away from the kneeling and from Trump in Puerto Rico and everything like that. The news media has completely abandoned those stories. And now it's all about Las Vegas ad nauseum. You just, you know, matter of fact, I just, you know, as a someone who watches the news a lot and, you know, in preparation for my show and do a lot of show prep, I just kind of, you know, just needed a break from it because of the tragedy of it all. And I just needed a break. So that's what I did. I just took a break because I can't read this stuff no more. I can't watch MSNBC or Fox News or CNN no more. I just took a break from it because it kind of wears you down when you think of the unspeakable horror of these people, you know, the bullets raining down on them. And they had no idea where they were coming from. I'm coming from the gun of this psychopath, Stephen Paddock, and you can't even categorize this person, you know. It's indescribable. And as I said earlier, we look at the why, and you know, why did he do it? And there's no, you can't, you know, one thing you can't understand. Even if we did know why he do it, it would still be incomprehensible to most of us to see that this man. It would be incomprehensible for us to see that what happened here. You know, it would be incomprehensible. So you're listening to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. We're doing a little thing on Periscope today, you know, simulcast on Periscope. And so what's happening here is that let me move to this, because I will get back to the Las Vegas thing in a moment, everybody. But let me just start with this. You know, I don't like to talk about people who are sick, but, you know, Beth Chapman, who was half of the Dog and Beth on the Hunt, the TV show, and the Dog the Bounty Hunter, went and got herself elected to be the president of the Bail Bondsman Association of America. That's not the name of the place, but that's what it is. And because of the bail reform, so as a matter of fact, they even canceled their show. There was Dog and Beth on the Hunt. It was on the country music, CMT, and they canceled their show so they could address, you know, so she could run to be the president of the Bail Bonds Persons Association because of bail reform. And many of you know that bail reform is already starting to take place where, you know, because people who have been, you know, people with minor charges and minor bail who are just poor, who may have a bail of $250 and can't afford to pay it, and they wind up because of family abandonment or something like that, and they just don't have the money to pay. So bail reform is taking place. And so Miss Beth, and shout out to her. I'm glad she's okay. I understand she had throat cancer. I don't like to talk about people who are sick. But she, Miss Beth, was she ran for the presidency of this organization so they can, I guess, save bail reform. And you know, it's all about money. You know, it's all about money, because if there's nobody for them to chase around, you know, then it takes away from their show. So this is exactly what this is about. It's a money grab. You know, they're saying that the bail reform is the worst thing that could have happened. It's going to put people in danger and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, really, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. You know, Beth Chapman is trying to protect their interests. They get paid to allow people to film them while they chase bail jumpers. And if this bail reform reduces the amount of bail jumpers, then guess what? You know, it's going to hurt their business. It's going to hurt their brand. So this is why they did this. So all of this nonsense about bail reform being the worst thing that could have happened in America is just totally, totally untrue. All right, everybody, it's about 26 minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on the web, the Ron Kelly Show. .com, and we're on Periscope as well, doing a little thing on Periscope. See, nobody's watching me, but it's okay. You know, we keep it moving here, right here on the Ron Kelly Show. All right, so we're talking about the Las Vegas massacre, and before I left early, I want to come back and ask about Trump, because you know one of the good things about Obama, I mean, I wasn't the biggest Obama fan either. One of the things I appreciated about President Obama was that he was able to talk to people. You know, Trump, he was able to talk to people. And he was able to, one of the things about Obama was that, you know, he really seemed like he was genuinely disturbed by some of the things that happened, you know, in this country. And when I watched the President Trump's, and this is not because I don't like Trump or anything like that, but when I watched Trump's address to the nation, it just seemed so void of any type of sympathy or anything like that. You know, Trump's response, you know, when Trump, and again, like I said, I'm not a hater of Trump or anything like that, but he just didn't seem genuine. And he just seemed like he was reading the teleprompter, and he just wasn't genuine with his response to what happened. You know, and that was one of the great things about Obama. Obama would hug people, and he was genuinely affected by some of the things that happened in this country, some of the natural disasters and some of the mass shootings that took place when he was the president. And when he went to visit people, he really actually seemed like he was really feeling, you know, what the people were feeling. And he hugged people, and he sat with them, and he talked to them, and you know, and Trump, and even Melania too. She also seems kind of wooden with her. Melania seems kind of wooden as well. Like she's like the mirror image of him, and he just didn't seem like he, you know, when I watched him when he read his response, actually, and there was no heartfelt, there was, you know, maybe it was me, but I just didn't see where President Trump, you know, he called it a pure act of pure evil, and you just don't sense any, you know, when Trump was giving his speech on what happened in Las Vegas, you just didn't sense any type of I just didn't see where he was being, you know, genuine, where he really felt for the people, like he really had a, you know, a soft spot. And so you just didn't see that from Trump. You know, you just didn't see that from Trump. And I'm wearing this T-shirt. No, this T-shirt is not, you know, it doesn't mean that I'm a Christian or anything like that, but this T-shirt, I'll tell you how you can get in touch with someone who I know who makes these T-shirts. This is one of them. You can see this. It doesn't mean I'm a Christian or anything like that, but this is one of the t-shirts that, you know, his design that he makes. So I'll get back. I'll let you know how to get in touch with him. So you can get in touch with him through me or my email. Email is just theronkellyshow@gmail.com. theronkellyshow@gmail.com. You know, so I really don't believe that, you know, with this Las Vegas shooting, I really don't believe that the relatives of this man did not know what he, you know, maybe they didn't know what he was planning, but I don't believe that they're all dumbfounded and all, you know, that they just don't, no one knew anything about this. I don't believe that. And I'm eager to find out what the girlfriend who lives with him, Marilu Danley, 62 years old, Filipino woman, who is in the Philippines right now. I'm interested to know what she knew about this, because, you know, she will be prosecuted. If they find out if she knew anything about this, she will be prosecuted. So, you know, so we're on Periscope, and, you know, I'm on Periscope every now and again, and I see how, like, when the women are on Periscope and they're showing their breasts and everything, they get like hundreds and thousands of when the women on Periscope, you know, too bad I don't have any breasts, but when the women are on Periscope, you get like thousands and thousands of people log on to the website. Now here's somebody who's saying Americans deserved. Here's somebody on Facebook. I mean, somebody on Instagram. What do you mean? Somebody on, you know, one of the people on Periscope is saying that America deserved Las Vegas. Where do you get that from? I mean, America deserved Las Vegas? I mean, how do you figure that? You know, how do you figure that America deserved Las Vegas? And I guess there are going to be some people who are going to say stuff like that. You know, we're not on Periscope. We don't control our guns. So, okay, somebody on Periscope is addressing me and saying we don't control our guns. And, you know, and this is true. This is true. America doesn't control its guns. But we have a Second Amendment of the Constitution that says you have the right to bear arms. It's in our Constitution. You know, see now when in communist countries, they control everything. How many kids you can have and how much you can eat and where, how big your house is and all of this type of stuff. They do that in communist countries. But this is America. See, you can't account for psychopaths like this guy. You can't account for that. You know, he just, you know, how do you know? Who, this is a person who doesn't even have a criminal record. This is somebody who had as much as a traffic ticket, who turned around, planned this thing, drove to Las Vegas, brought his guns into the hotel, broke the windows. He made sure he got the rooms on the north side of the building, just right over the venue, and he shot all of these people. You know, he shot all of these people. Now, you know, how do you, but did someone saying to me, somebody is saying to me on Periscope, oh, New Zealand. Yeah, well, New Zealand. Someone's saying to me, welcome to America. Somebody is saying on Periscope that they live in New Zealand. And yeah, New Zealand is how many people live in New Zealand? 100? You know, what is the population of New Zealand? What is the population of New Zealand? I'll tell you right now, it's 4.6 million people. 5 million people to live in New Zealand as opposed to 350 million people in America. You know, hundreds of times more than you know, many more people than there are in New Zealand. Two islands. Gross domestic, you know, I mean, yeah, people are crazy everywhere you go. You're 100% right. People are crazy everywhere you go. And this man was a complete psychopath. But somebody on addressed me on Periscope was saying that they live in New Zealand. New Zealand has 4 million people. 4 million people are a lot easier to control than 300 million people. Now, see, this is something that I've talked about on another Ron Kelly show a little time back, where we talked about, is America too free? Is America too free? And would you give up some of your rights? Let's say, you know, would you be willing to give up, you know, the Second Amendment? See, because people are going to carry weapons anyway. No. See, this is the thing, like, especially here in America, people are going to carry weapons anyway, you know. Just like people, you know, there's laws in the United States to prevent people from doing certain things, and they do it anyway. There's laws against, child pornography. They do it anyway. There's laws against, you know, a bunch of things. They do it anyway. People are going to do what they're going to do anyway. So the law is only as effective as how people understand it. The law is only effective if people respect it. Now, if people don't respect the law is not going to be respected. You know. So now this man comes to Las Vegas for some reason, I guess because he was close. This man comes to Las Vegas and kills 59 people. He knew what the law was, and he knew he would never get out of jail. I mean, man's 64 years old. See, this is like, you know, I mean, what possessed this guy? What was on his mind that he, you know, that he felt the need to go out and kill 59 people? This is absolutely ridiculous. So, but the gun control lobbyists are going to come out and say, oh, well, people shouldn't have it. I'm a gun owner. I'm a licensed gun owner. And, yeah, but you can't control people. Absolutely. And who knows who's crazy and who's not? Who knows who's crazy and who's not? It's about 37 minutes past the hour, everybody. Listen, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. And we're doing a simulcast on Periscope. We're talking about the Las Vegas tragedy. And, you know, this is what's going to happen now. The gun control hawks are going to come out in force talking about gun control. Now, me personally, you know, I'm an advocate of the Second Amendment. I believe in the Second Amendment. You know, I'm a licensed gun owner, and I've never shot anybody. I've never, you know, I live in New Jersey, which is the toughest, gun control state in the nation, in New Jersey, where you can't even come outside with a bullet, never mind the whole gun, unless you have a gun permit. And your gun permit, you only get it if you have a job that says you need it. Other than that, you can't have it. You know, but see, here's the deal, though. Now, you know, the gun, you know, people in New Jersey, for example, the governor of New Jersey, Governor Krispy Kreme Christie, who's on his way out, thankfully, thank God, Christie is on his way out. And, you know, in New Jersey, see, there are some legislators, some lawmakers who think that not allowing people to carry guns legally causes a lot of problems. Now, you look at Louisiana and places like Texas and Nevada, and despite this psychopath, you know, you don't hear about a whole lot of gunplay in some of these states. Now, in Nevada, you can just carry a gun. You can just buy it and put it on. You don't even need a permit in Nevada to carry a gun. And in Nevada, you can buy automatic weapons, semi-automatic weapons, as long as they were built before 1986. I don't know what that's about. But, yeah, you can have automatic weapons in Nevada. You don't even need a permit to have a handgun in Nevada. Don't need a permit. So I don't know. You know, you can't you can't, there's crazy people everywhere. And some people, you know, crazy is not always the person walking around with the sign that's saying the world's going to come to an end. That's not the craziest person. The craziest person is the ones that the crazy person is the one that you can't see that they're crazy. That's the craziest person. The one that you can't tell if they're crazy or not. That's the crazy person. Not the ones that walk around, you know, wearing a lampshade on their head or something like that. Those are not the crazy people. The crazy ones, the really crazy ones, are the ones who blend into society, who you may be sitting across from on the bus, or, you know, who might, you know, be on the train that you're on, or somebody who might even work where you work, who you may be in the next cubicle from them, and they might be crazy as hell, and you don't know. See, the people who show that they're crazy, I don't worry about, because you can see that they're crazy, but the ones who don't show it, the ones who blend into society, the ones who walk around, the ones who you may say good morning to every day, who may be on your job. You might be saying good morning to somebody who's planning on blowing the place up. I mean, I don't want to get anybody all upset, but yeah, this is how it goes down. You don't know who is crazy. Now, I don't believe necessarily that Eric Paddock didn't know about his brother. I don't believe that. I don't believe that he did. I mean, this is your brother. Now, it's one thing to be working with somebody and not knowing that they're crazy, but this is your brother. Eric Paddock says he didn't know anything. The family is dumbstruck, shocked. God, what happened? Let me give me a break. Speaking of breaks, we'll take one. And we'll come right back with the rest of the show. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Well, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go!
Welcome back. Welcome.
Really?
Now I can do what I planned to do this morning.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. On Twitter, you can follow me at R. Kelly Radio. And on Facebook, it's the Ron Kelly Show. On Instagram, it's Real R. Kelly One. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me this afternoon. At 70, 80,000 or so, according to AMFM Broadcasting Network, who listen to the Ron Kelly Show. I want to thank everybody for partaking of this program. It's every Tuesday afternoon at 6 p.m. On Periscope today, not normally on Periscope, but on Periscope today. No big boobs to bounce, you know, because I'm on Periscope, and, you know, you see a lot of women on Periscope with these, you know, stripping and stuff like that. Now, that's not what Periscope was made for, but you do see people. From what I understand, they do cancel people they do cancel the accounts of women there's people having sex on Periscope and all. But anyway, we're here today. We're not having sex on Periscope. We're here today taking a shot at it. It's Ron Kelly's show every Tuesday afternoon, 6 p.m., usually on blogtalkradio.com and the AMFM Broadcast Network. Okay, so, you know, so another one bites the dust in the Trump administration. Trump's Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price resigns because he was taking private trips with public money. And you know, and I guess he knew that, you know, when Trump was asked about it, and Trump says, well, we'll see. I mean, I guess he knew the handwriting was on the wall, and he was about to be kicked to the curb. So another one bites the dust. Now Trump has to appoint somebody else to be the Health and Human Services Secretary. I guess it doesn't matter anyway, because Obamacare did not get repealed. Once again, civility prevails, and Trump Obamacare is not repealed. It's not. Look, Obamacare is not the best thing. No, it's not. Obamacare is not the best thing, but it beats what the Republicans were proposing, which is something that would have been much worse and would have put so many more people out to pasture in regards to their health care. All right, everybody, it's about 15 minutes before the hour. And, you know, we're talking a little bit about the Las Vegas shooting, and, you know, and again, you know, you see people, like, you might see somebody, the crazy people I worry about is the ones that we don't know about, the ones that can't be, the ones that blend into society. They go to work every day, they pay their bills, they buy homes, and they, you know, and they go shopping, and they do everything that everybody else does. They go to the movies, they go out to dinner, and there's no inkling, there's no indication at all that they're crazy until this happens, until the Stephen Paddocks of the world come out. And see, those are the crazy people that I worry about, the ones that you can't see. You know, so like when I, you know, and this is changing. These type of things, the Columbine and, you know, and the shooting in Colorado and all of the mass shootings, West Virginia, all the mass shootings that have taken place in the United States of America have really changed the way we do things. I think even more than terrorism, you know. So there are some folks who are saying that the Stephen Paddock Joker is a terrorist. And I've tweeted about it, and people have been responding to my tweets. You can tweet me. I mean, you can follow me, rather. It's R. Kelly Radio on Twitter, R. Kelly Radio. And this guy is a terrorist. But, you know, but even a terrorist has a motive. You know, even a terrorist has a motive. So what was the motivation? What, you know, I mean, I understand that ISIS is saying that he was an ISIS. Let me give me a break. Yeah, he was the last person that you would think would be an ISIS supporter. And they're saying that he, you know, I'm not sure. Either they're saying that he is a supporter, or they applaud what's happened. Now, you know, ISIS does applaud what happens. That's what they do. They kill people. But even if he was a terrorist, what was his motive? Who was he pledging allegiance to if this man, Stephen Paddock, was a terrorist? So there are lots of folks who are saying he's a terrorist. And once again, like I said, people are going to politicize this. Some are going to say it's the left's fault. Some are going to say it's the right's fault. The gun control advocates are going to start screaming again for gun control. And the NRA and the Second Amendment people are going to be screaming, are going to be pushing back. Now, gun control is not going to stop this. Gun control is not going to stop these mass shootings. It's not. It's not going to stop it. And there are folks out there, you know, well-meaning people, the gun control advocates and lobbyists, who think that this is going to stop gun control is going to stop these shootings. But gun control is not going to stop these shootings. It's just not. Gun control does nothing to stop this behavior. Gun control does nothing to stop this behavior. This is going to keep going on because unfortunately, and I really hate to say it, but there are a lot of other Stephen Paddocks out there who are waiting to happen. There are more Stephen Paddocks out there. There will be more Colorados, more West Virginias, more Las Vegases, more shooting in California. I mean, there's going to be more of this because you can't identify a crazy person if they are not acting crazy. And apparently this man, Stephen Paddock, did not act crazy. Well, this Las Vegas shooting thing has trumped all the other news, including the NFL protest and the fact that some folks are not they're saying that the ticket sales are down. You know, this isn't about, you know, we can talk about the kneeling for a second. All right, what's your question? I'm watching. I'm listening. I will address your question if you have one, someone on Periscope. This isn't about, this kneeling isn't about disrespecting the flag. And it's not about, this is, well, which was, what, someone is asking me on Periscope, someone is asking, is this shooting worse than post-shooting? They're all bad. I don't think there's, you know, you may have more casualties in one shooting than the other, but if one person dies, it's bad. If one person dies unnecessarily from some person who feels like they want to take revenge on a company where they used to work, they got fired, or whatever their motivation might be, if one person dies, it's bad. So I wouldn't even say, although there were more casualties in this one than last year at the Pulse nightclub, every shooting is bad. They're all bad. I don't think one is worse than the other. When a life is lost, if it's one life or 100 lives, it's bad. So I don't think that we can compare one thing to another. I don't think we can compare one shooting to the other. But what I'm saying, you know, see, gun control, you can't tell one crazy person, like, okay, you might, you know, I hang out in New York a lot, and you see people walking around with signs saying John 3:16, and you know, you have this psychopath who predicted the end of the world would be on the 23rd of September. I mean, now that's somebody who's crazy, somebody who's identifiably crazy. But the folks who are crazy, the craziest people are the ones who blend into society, as I said earlier. Those are the ones who blend in. And those are the ones that scare me, you know, who worry me, or the people who blend into society. Those are the ones who worry me. Because this gentleman, well, I won't call him a gentleman, but this man, Stephen Paddock, was someone who appeared to be sane, who was obviously insane, as you can see from the result of what he did. He opened fire on a concert of 22,000 music fans, a 64-year-old man. So there's a lot, you know, and he's firing on these people. So there's a lot of questions here. Like, why would a 64-year-old man, is 64 years old, what possible motivation would he have to open fire on the crowd? You know, doing it from the 32nd floor. This whole thing is just unbelievable. But again, the craziest people are the ones who blend in. Those are the crazy people, the craziest ones. Those are the ones that concern me. But the craziest people are the ones who blend in, the ones who blend into society, the ones who go to work every day, who pay bills, who take vacations, who handle their business, who might be living next door to you and you say hello to every morning when you're going on your way out to work, or you might bump into them at the Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks, and they seem completely lucid and fine, but they're actually crazy. Those are the people that I worry about. I'm not worried about the people who act crazy. I'm worried about the ones who don't appear to be crazy. And this Stephen Paddock was one of the people who didn't appear to be crazy. And as you can see, he was patently crazy. So the 64-year-old man who supposedly had money, the Stephen Paddock, he according to reports, he was somebody who had money. You know, if you Google the man, it says he was a wealthy gambler. Wealthy real estate investor. You know, this is somebody who, so that begs even more, you know, the demand was rich. It said he was wealthy. And he used to bet big at tens of thousands of dollars, owned homes in four states, stayed in casino hotels for weeks at a time. This isn't somebody who was broke. So why would a man of this man's says he was worth more than $2 million? I wouldn't call that wealthy, but why would a man of his stature why would a man of his stature go out and kill a bunch of people? He says he had no children, and he had a lot of money to play with. He's the, you know, so why would this man go out and do this? It's unbelievable. Anyway, it's a couple minutes. It's about 4 minutes left to the program, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com and on the web, theronkellyshow.com. You know, you can, I have some information for you. You can email me at theronkellyshow@gmail.com. It's theronkellyshow@gmail.com. If you want to know how you can get in touch with my man who makes beautiful t-shirts, it's theronkellyshow@gmail.com. On Facebook, it's The Ron Kelly Show. And on Twitter, it's R. Kelly Radio. Somebody's howling to me. Trump does a good job. Trump, I watched Trump's response to the Las Vegas shooting, and I didn't sense an ounce of remorse, but I didn't sense an ounce of compassion for the victims. And even when they came out and had the moment of silence, and even his wife, Melania, they're two birds of a feather. No, I'm not tear what down. I just didn't see, you know, I think when it comes to, I don't watch CNN, by the way. I don't watch CNN. And I watch Fox News. I don't watch CNN. When I watched President Trump, I just didn't see, and I don't have a, you know, and I don't hate Trump. Trump is the president of the United States. See, the difference between me and a lot of other people is that I may not respect the office holder, but I respect the office. See, I respect the fact that he's the president of the United States of America. I respect that because I am a real patriot, not like these phony people who when I see people make caricatures of the president, of President Trump, I don't think that's right. No more than I thought it was right when doing it, making Obama into a monkey. I didn't think that was right either. Now, I don't respect Trump as a person. As a person, he's reprehensible. But he's the president of the United States of America. So if I met him, I would respect him. I would say, Mr. President. I wouldn't disrespect him because he is the president of this country, like it or not. Hillary lost. She didn't have a message. She thought that Katy Perry and LeBron James and Bruce Springsteen could get her into the office. She was wrong. I was insulted. See, about a minute and a half after the program, I was highly insulted that Hillary trotted out these superstars to think that was going to get our vote. Highly insulted that she did that. Anyway, but Trump is the president. He is my president, as much as I, you know, hate to say that, but he is my president. I mean, what am I going to do? I just don't think that the man has any compassion for anybody. No. Anyway, it's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on. We're not always going to be on Periscope, but ordinarily we're on blogtalkradio.com. You just click on the blogtalkradio.com/ Ron Kelly Show, where you can go there and you can listen to other shows that I've. You can listen to other shows that I've done on Blog Talk Radio. All right, so I want to thank everybody for joining me today. You got about 30 seconds of the program. I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. We'll be back next Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. And hopefully we'll have some more on the Las Vegas shooting on Trump and this woman who, Stephen Paddock's girlfriend, who should be back really soon so we can see what she says. I'm very sure that she knew something. Anyway, everybody, we're breaking out of here, so we'll see you back here next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, everybody, be safe out there.